it's a disco version. And before that, Barry Manilow with Trying to Get the Feeling, Tom Morgan trying to get out of here at 11 o'clock. KOIN Portland, have a good weekend, and I'll see you Monday night.
CBS News. President Ford has ended a busy day of campaign appearances in Texas. The president is looking for votes in that state's May 1st primary. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS Radio Network. In an appearance at the Alamo in San Antonio, Mr. Ford used the words, "Remember the Alamo," and said America's military strength must never be permitted to deteriorate. The president conceded he is running behind Ronald Reagan in Texas and is setting out to prove that underdogs can win. In a speech in Dallas, the president called for stiffer punishment for drug pushers, including mandatory prison sentences for traffickers in heroin and other hard drugs. Mr. Ford termed these people merchants of death. "Nothing would please me better than to drop the subject." Those are the words of Democratic presidential candidate Jimmy Carter, referring to his now famous phrase, ethnic purity, which came out of a discussion Tuesday on integrated neighborhoods. Carter Friday reminded reporters that he has apologized for the choice of words, but it continues to haunt him. Civil rights leader Jesse Jackson said Friday, "I have warned people that the absence of George Wallace is not necessarily the presence of justice." More news in a moment.
We're the fresh kinds from Wonder Bread. Give us a squeeze and feel the freshness for yourself. We're wrapped warm from the oven in Stay Fresh wrappers. You can feel it when you squeeze us on a shelf.
Yes, sir, because I'm a fresh guy from Wonder Bread.
Hey, what about me?
In my Stay Fresh wrapper, I'm a star.
What a lot of crust.
Every loaf of Wonder's wrapped warm from the oven. We're the fresh guys from Wonder Bread.
Fresh Wonder Bread and English muffins.
I want that sinus medicine.
Headache tablet?
No, the sinus medicine that relieves headache and congestion, internal sinus pressure and post-nasal drip.
You mean Sinoff?
Exactly.
Compare Sinoff tablets with anything you've ever taken for sinus. No sinus tablet you can buy relieves more symptoms. Sinoff gives you a full dose of pure aspirin plus a powerful sinus drainer. Sinoff works fast to help sinus pain while you drain.
S-I-N-E-O-F-F.
Sinoff, the sinus medicines in the bright red box. Take when needed, only as directed.
Secretary of Agriculture Earl Butz on Friday angrily denied allegations that he tried to use his influence on behalf of Howard Calloway, who wanted to expand his Colorado ski resort onto federal land. The Senate continues to look into the matter, including charges that other government officials were pressured as well. Nelson Benton has a report.
Present and former officials of the Agriculture Department denied before a Senate subcommittee that they were pressured by Calloway to have the Forest Service approve the expansion of a ski resort in which Calloway has an interest. Deputy Undersecretary Richard Ashworth said Calloway's views were made known during a meeting last July in Calloway's Pentagon office when he was Secretary of the Army. Former Undersecretary of Agriculture Philip Campbell also attended that meeting.
I felt the least pressure in this instance of almost any of the issues that were on my desk. I outranked Mr. Calloway, frankly. I don't think a lesser cabinet member could pressure me. I'm not made that way.
Senator Floyd Haskell, who chairs the committee investigating the Calloway ski resort controversy, wants Agriculture Secretary Earl Butz to testify on the matter. He says he'll seek a subpoena for that if necessary, but has no reason to believe that a subpoena will be needed. Nelson Benton, CBS News, Washington.
A 36-foot yacht in trouble in high seas off the Florida coast slammed into the side of a Russian ship that was trying to assist. The yacht sank. There were 9 people aboard when the yacht started out from Fort Lauderdale. 2 of them got off into small sailing boats being towed by the yacht. Lieutenant Tony Tenjiman of the Coast Guard has these details.
That left 7 people aboard. When the boat sank, 4 people were recovered the following morning by a Coast Guard helicopter, and 3 people still remain missing. 2 of those people did have life jackets on. The 3rd person did not have one on. Presently, the Coast Guard cutter Diligence remains on scene. Our aircraft has secured for the night first light. Another helicopter will be searching in the area along with the cutter Diligence.
Know this.
Are you an unpublished author? Do you have a book-length manuscript ready or almost ready for publication? Or do you know of anyone else who is an unpublished author? If so, Vantage Press invites you to write to a leading New York publisher for a free illustrated brochure titled To the Author in Search of a Publisher. It explains how you may have your manuscript printed and published in a matter of months. Just write to GPO Box 1414, New York, New York. Whether your subject is fiction, nonfiction, poetry, or even scientific, specialized, or controversial, this 52-page brochure shows you how to arrange for prompt publication. To get your copy, write to GPO Box 1414, New York, New York. That's GPO Box 1414, New York, New York. If this is your first book, you'll find this free brochure especially valuable and informative. Write to GPO Box 1414, New York, New York. GPO Box 1414, New York, New York.
In a very unusual move, Radio Peking is broadcasting on-the-scene reports of pro-government political demonstrations which started after the ouster of Vice Chairman Deng Xiaoping. China watchers say this is an indication of how serious the Chinese leadership views the current situation and is anxious to demonstrate that the country is united around Chairman Mao Zedong. This is Doug Poling, CBS News.
In Radio 97 News, a bronze plaque honoring the late State Police Superintendent Holly Holcomb has been unveiled in Salem. Mormon Church denying that any undue force was used in ejecting self-styled church reformer Douglas Wallace from the faith's conference session earlier this week. Spokesman says that a guard sitting on the first row of the Salt Lake Tabernacle intercepted Wallace as he strode toward the pulpit. Says Wallace was removed without any violence. That's his words. Oregon Senator Bob Packwood has introduced legislation that would cut the tariff on imported fishing nets in half. According to Oregon's budget experts, the state is having a faster economic recovery than expected, and the budget should reflect that. Legislative Emergency Board won't let the state take over migrant aid programs, formerly run by the Oregon Rural Opportunities Organization. The board did agree to have the state finish out programs due to expire at the end of June, though. Proposed changes in Oregon's new school standards will be submitted to the State Board of Education. State Superintendent of Public Instruction says the standards will include high school graduation requirements. Incidentally, the new standards were first adopted in 74. They are now subject to review. Weather forecast, rain likely tonight, a few showers at times and clearing periods Saturday and Sunday. Lows in the mid-40s, highs both days in the mid-60s. Chance of rain 70% tonight, 40% tomorrow. And it's 52 degrees. Stay in touch with 97 News.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Come in. Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall. Gold. By dictionary definition, a yellow metallic element, malleable and impervious to rust. Symbol, AU. Atomic weight, 196.967. Specific gravity, 19.3 at 20 degrees centigrade. By other definition, because of its scarcity and resistance to corrosion, the most precious and desirable metal in the world, and also the most corrupting. Since time immemorial, men have sought it as the highest boon. For the same length of time, they have found it can be the most dread of curses.
If there is gold there, I'll tie off a line and send up the balloon float. I may need an acetylene torch.
Speaking of torches, you'll need a submarine lamp.
Yeah. Oh, come on, Jinx. Don't look so gloomy.
I am not gloomy. I'm scared. I'm scared to death.
Of what?
I don't know, Hank. I wish I did.
Don't be silly. Give me my diving helmet. And take a good look at me. This may be the last time you'll see me.
What do you mean?
The next time, I'll be a new man with my pockets lined with gold. I know Lady Luck has finally blessed me.
Or cursed you.
Our mystery drama, Fool's Gold, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Ian Martin and stars Mason Adams and Terry Keane. It is sponsored in part by True Value Hardware Stores and Carrier Air Conditioning. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
To the man who fought the Skyhawk, to the girl in the century, We're glad you like your Buicks, glad you set your spirit free.
And to the family from Ohio, to the folks up in St. Paul, nice to see you join us, nice to see you all.
There I was with my new Buick Skylark, and there he was, just coming out of the store with a new coffee table. I like your coffee table, I said. I was going to buy one just like it. Thank you, he said. I like your Buick Skylark, too. I was going to buy one just like it. Thank you, I answered. Then he suggested, listen, you like my coffee table and I like your Skylark. Why don't we get married? What can I say? I guess it was love at first, Buick.
It's nice to see you join us. We're glad it came to be. Nice to see you join us. Like
free. Buick, dedicated to the free spirit in just about everyone.
Jim McDade here with Harry Goss, 6-day professional bike racer. Harry, how are things?
Only one problem, Jim.
What's that?
No big bike races in about 20 years.
Gee, how do you make a living?
Well, I picked up $36 in a race in Newark last year.
That's not much.
And I picked up a few dollars fixing flats and straightening handlebars for friends.
Sounds tough.
You got any suggestions?
Well, yes. You might be able to get a good deal this tax season if you had less than $8,000 income last year.
That's me.
And maintained a household with your dependent children. Even if you didn't pay taxes, you're probably entitled to some money back. They call it the earned income credit.
Well, that's me, too.
But you got to file a return, and you can probably pick up some money.
Thanks.
Good luck, Harry.
Hey, Jim?
Yeah?
Jim, how do you feel about horseshoes? Maybe horseshoes might be the new thing.
This has been Bob and Ray for the IRS. If you had less than $8,000 income last year and maintained a household with your dependent children, check your tax instructions or your local IRS office. It may be a good deal.
The search for buried treasure always has the lure of romance. It's very easy to forget that underneath the urge to find it is buried one of man's oldest sins, the sin of greed, for which, no matter how large a store of gold he may amass, by the terms of Christian ethic, he must finally pay the price. All of which is the story of Hank Levitt.
Thank you, Stuart. Here's your martini, Jinx.
I didn't order a drink, Hank.
I did. For both of us. Celebration.
Not the way I see it.
Oh, come on. Jinx, let's knock it off. We're on our way to the greatest adventure in our lives. If it pays off, forget the lean years. You and me, we're going to be Richard and King Midas.
For me, the greatest adventure of our lives was meeting and falling in love.
So you can't be rich and in love, too?
Stop and think what this could mean to us.
Hank, that's what I'm asking you to do.
Well, what's to think? A year of bone-breaking, mind-boggling research that was worth it to turn up the chart.
Was it? Was it worth turning over all those stones and the things that crawled out? Was it worth the money and the risk and all that time apart?
I couldn't take you with me, Jinx. I wouldn't have taken the risk of exposing you to that kind of danger.
Well, maybe I'd rather have that risk than the other.
What other?
The risk of losing you.
Oh, no sweat there. I know how to take care of myself.
I wasn't thinking about you. I was thinking about me.
You lost me somewhere.
Did I, Hank? That's just what I'm afraid of. I met Hank Levitt my first summer on the Florida Keys. I was 19 and scuba diving was the big new thrill. I had plenty of boys who wanted to teach me, but that's just what they became after I met Hank. He was one hunk of man. Tall, dark as I was, fair. Rippling with lean muscle, looking just as young as any of the boys. Though he must have been well into his 30s by then. And he'd forgotten more about existing under the sea than any of us would ever learn. I flipped over him, as he did with me. And a year later, we were married. He wasn't rich, but my parents approved because he was distinguished. A well-known marine biologist and oceanographer.
After I dive, just keep circling slowly. Now, if I locate it, I'll send up a marker balloon.
How deep are you going?
Less than 20 fathoms.
But if it's been moved by the currents into a valley, it could be almost twice as much.
You shouldn't be going down alone. Can't I come along?
It's a bit rugged for you, hon. Anyway, somebody's got to mind the store.
Well, then let's go back into the Tobagos and get somebody to run the boat or dive with you.
Are you kidding? You think I'm going to let anyone else in on this? Every treasure buff in the business is looking for the Maurice Sanglant. I'm not letting anyone else in on it.
Why not?
You know what the estimates are on the gold alone that she was carrying?
Whatever they were or are, they're not worth your life.
30 to 50 million, 100 at today's prices.
And how much am I worth, Hank?
Hey, would you check my tank straps? I think one of them is buckled. What did you say?
I said, how much am I worth?
Oh, come on, Jinx. It's just sour grapes because you're not diving with me. Brace yourself in the gunwale. I'm going over.
It was sour grapes, all right. Because what had started out as an incredibly romantic thrill, the sharing of a whole new world with the man I loved, the exotic, strange, enchanted forest of the seabed and its secrets, had very soon faded from dream to nightmare. Hank didn't scuba dive for pleasure or to further his studies of marine life. He was a man with an obsession, hooked like a gambler on making that great discovery, uncovering that fabled hoard of pirate treasure. And far more than me, he was married to another woman, the Marie Sanglant, a ship which sailed into mysterious oblivion along with her master, Captain Lafitte, over 150 years ago, hull down in the water from a cargo of buccaneers' gold. A cargo that after 12 years of marriage, we were still searching for beneath the ocean.
Jinx!
I'm here, Hank.
Well, what are you doing with the blinds drawn?
The heat really knocks me out, and I just couldn't stand the glare of the sun anymore.
I have great news. I've got a boat all set up, and a man I can trust, since I got his name from old Pudge Gentry back at the Keys. And tomorrow, we're going to prove out this chart and start on our way to scooping up enough money to own more of the world than we'll ever need.
Oh, Hank, I already have all of it I need. If only I had you to go along with it.
Come on, darling, let's not start quarreling.
All I want to do is stop it.
Great, then let's. Look, we're on the verge of finding what we've been looking for all these years.
What you have been looking for, Hank. Not me. Oh, Hank, I've been after such a simple treasure, but you haven't allowed me to find it.
What do you mean?
A child. Children.
Oh, there's plenty of time for that.
Is there? I'm not 19 anymore, you know. I'm 31.
So?
So what does that make you, Hank? Oh, I know that you don't look it. But if we had a child right now, you'd be deep into your 50s before he was, or she was, 10. Bit late, isn't it?
Not too late.
Maybe, if we got started right away.
Well, we will, just as soon as
we... Oh, just as soon as... How often have I heard that? The Marie Sanglant, that damn ship, has come first in your life in all the years we've been married. The one we've chased all over the Gulf and the Caribbean. Who always turns out to be an illusion.
Not this time. I have a chart. I know exactly where she went down.
150 years ago. You should know better than anyone that shifting tides or currents could have moved her miles from that position. And, Hank, even if you find her, how are you going to raise the capital to salvage
her? I'll get it.
At the cost of another few years of our life? Is it worth it, Hank?
Well, have a heart, Jinx. You can't deny me one last chance.
No, I suppose not. I just wish I weren't haunted by the uneasy feeling that that's just what it is. Meeting Jean-Michel did little to calm my apprehensions. He was fat and oily, unkempt, and looked thoroughly dishonest. One thing I had to admit, he did know how to handle boats. We headed northwest from the main island, and within the hour, the small island of Montecillo came up over the horizon. We pulled in dangerously close to its coral cliffs, then pointed due south and moved on a carefully measured course.
We are coming up on 2 knots from shore, monsieur.
Fine, throttle down a little, but keep plenty of way on it.
And the headings?
Steady as she goes. Let me know when she marks 2 knots.
Yes, sir, monsieur.
Jinx.
Yes, Hank.
Get the lead over and see what we're drawing.
Right, skipper.
I got the first marker boy ready.
Do you need a hand with that, monsieur?
No, just keep your eye open for 2 knots.
D'accord.
You got a reading yet, Jinx?
Pretty deep. I've paid out nearly 21 fathoms.
We are 2 miles from the island.
Cut the engines. Let her drift.
I have a mark, Hank. 25 fathoms.
Good. There goes marker number one. Okay, Michelle, keep the same heading. We're going to box off an area half a mile square. Rev it up.
We dropped the 4 marker boys. We scuba dove the rest of the day. We didn't cover as much of the area as Hank would have liked because the bottom began to shelve off a little deeper than I like to dive, and Hank had to spend a good deal of time coming up to the surface for tanks.
Grab your tanks, will you, Michelle?
Are we, Michelle?
No luck? You're not going down again.
No, I bought it for today.
You want me to up anchor, Mr. Levitt?
What for?
You're not going to dive again today?
No, but it's pretty far back to the main island, so we might as well stay moored here. Save us a lot of time in the morning not having to mark the spot where we left off. You don't mind, darling?
Not any more than I mind the whole thing.
Are we going to start that again? Look, the chart makes all kinds of sense. We know Lafitte just dropped out of sight in 1825. A part of what I bought is some pages from the log on his last voyage. He was headed for that little island over there.
Yes, I know. But he called Mon Asile, my refuge.
Yeah, he never made it. We know that from records on the main island. Nobody has ever lived on that island except gulls and ospreys. Somewhere under us in the half-mile square of the ocean is the Marie Sanglante and all its cargo.
Monsieur will pardon me?
Sure, Michel. What?
It is in your mind to spend the night here, off Mon Asile, in this place?
Yeah, that's the idea.
And you think that we are, in a way of speaking, riding at anchor over the grave of Jean Lafitte's ship, the Marie Sanglante?
Why, I...
You know of the ship, Michel? And Lafitte?
In these parts, who does not know of the great Lafitte? And all the gold and jewels and pirate treasure he was bringing back to Mon Asile. But the treasure is long gone. If it exists, only the birds know where it lies.
You mean he got everything to the island?
Long ago, the island has been searched in every nook and cranny. Nothing was ever found. The legend is that he never lived to enjoy this fabulous wealth.
Why not?
Are you not the one with the chart and the knowledge, monsieur? Les anciens say that he came back on his last trip with so much gold that it overflowed from the holds and was piled waist high on the deck. But the ship was riding so low in the water that somewhere his keel caught on the rocks and he sank with all his crew. Before he could make his refuge.
Everyone knows this?
Every one of the sea believes it. But with all the years, nobody has ever known just where or had the equipment to find the ship. Perhaps you think you can, eh? Eh bien, bonne chance. But this boat, in any waters between the main island and Mon Asile, will not spend the night afloat.
What do you mean?
I am enchanted to bring you out with the first light tomorrow, but with the coming of dark, I make for harbor.
Why?
Because, madame, the night seas belong to Jean Lafitte. Every night, through the mists, his ghost ship still tries to run that last voyage for safety. Sometimes, on moonlight nights, you can see that old barcantine headed for Mon Asile and for the grave And they say that if you see that ghost ship, you join it on the way to death.
Shades of the Flying Dutchman of legend, that restless ship doomed to roam the seven seas forever, for some crime too great for any universal being to forgive. What was Jean Lafitte's special crime? Just his life? Or his excessive love for plunder? Or is this just another tall tale of the sea? I shall return shortly with Act Two.
Allstate asks, do you own a small business? Go over these questions with your present group health and life insurance agent. If your agent doesn't say yes to every one, then...
talk to the good hands people.
First question. Does your present basic medical expense insurance pay the very first dollar? That means you pay no deductible. For expenses such as surgery, room and board, x-ray and lab, and in-hospital doctor fees? If not...
talk to the good hands people.
Does your present plan provide coverage for maternity expenses? If not...
talk to the good hands people. You're in good hands with Allstate.
See your Allstate agent to find out what an Allstate plan costs, what is and isn't covered, including benefit reductions and terms under which insurance continues in force. Allstate Insurance Companies, available in most states to businesses that qualify.
Who's gonna help a child to walk, make someone's dreams come true? Who's gonna help someone to talk, Easter seals and you? Who will be working all year round, someone to count on too? And who will never let them down, Easter seals and you?
Easter seals helps crippled children and adults push back the limitations of their handicaps, helps them to enjoy the good life. Miracles still happen, and you make them.
Easter seals and you.
Give to Easter seals.
Easter seals and you.
Give to Easter seals.
Easter seals.
For crippled children and adults.
Easter seals.
Jean Lafitte. He was a privateer and a smuggler, a double agent between the British and the Americans. He fought on the American side in the Battle of New Orleans, and after the War of 1812, returned to piracy and roaming the Spanish Main. In 1825, he disappeared and was never heard of again. But 150 years later, at least in the small section of the South Caribbean where Hank Levitt is now hunting for his gold, his ghost still haunts the seas. And who knows? Perhaps his ill-gotten gold still lies beneath them to be harvested.
I know that ship is there. I know the gold is there.
All right. Suppose it is. Then what?
Don't you want to be rich?
Not particularly. And even if we can organize a salvage company and not get stolen blind and get it up, it's still nothing I'd like to dirty my hands
now
with.
Now, what the Sam Hill does that mean?
Hank, it's dirty gold. It's stained with blood, innocent blood, and the crimes of vicious men. Why do you want money like that?
The gold isn't responsible. It's how a man tries to earn it. There's nothing dishonest or wrong about what I'm trying to do.
No matter what you say, no matter how many years it has spent in the ocean, nothing will wash it clean. It can only cause trouble and violence and heaven knows what much worse if you keep after it.
How?
For one thing, I don't trust Michelle.
Why? Because he's superstitious? Because he refused to spend a night out there on the water? Afraid of a man in a ship that must have rotted to bones by now?
I don't know about that. It's something else.
What?
I don't trust him.
Oh, forget how he looks. He's a friend of Pudge's. It's all the recognition I need to know he's honest and can be trusted.
Not where gold is concerned. Hank, please, don't you see? If it's there, he already knows where to look as well as you do. What I'm afraid of is it wasn't superstition that drove him back here to the main island.
Well, what else would it be?
Well, he could maybe be getting some more men to hide somewhere on the boat so that if you should find the sunken ship tomorrow, they could...
Oh, come on, Jinx.
I'm just scared. Just plain scared. I'm asking you one last time to drop the whole thing.
You've got to be kidding. Just when I'm about to get my hands on a fortune. Now, look, lay off, Jinx. If you want to walk out of me, go ahead. But nothing, nothing is going to keep me from searching for that gold till I find it.
So there it was at last. Out in the open. The end of Hank and me. The open admission that I would always be second in his life. He had gold fever. And I knew that nothing would stand in his way to satisfy his raging thirst for the metal whose yellow glow casts an enchanted spell that eventually destroys. I should have walked out then, but I didn't. Habit, love, or just this gnawing reaction of the man who was still my husband was in deadly danger of his life. I didn't know, so I stayed.
While Michelle is below decks, in case you'd like to know, I searched the boat from stem to gudgeon, and there's just the three of us aboard.
I'm glad to hear it.
But it doesn't set your mind at rest?
Do you want me to be honest?
No, thanks. I can do without it.
Hey,
nope. But as long as you're here, can I count on your help?
Of course.
But not willingly.
I'm thinking of you.
Don't. I'm doing just what I want. When I find that gold, maybe you'll change your mind.
You are sure the gold is there, Monsieur?
I didn't know you'd come topside. Here, you can take the wheel, Michel.
Sure.
Yes, I'm sure the gold is here.
I agree with you, Monsieur.
Why?
Because the ghost of the ship haunts these waters. For why? Because I think it tries to guard the gold.
If you're so afraid of this ghost ship, why do you help my husband look for it?
Not for it, madame. For the real ship. I think perhaps if that is ever found, the ghost ship would go away.
I thought you were deathly afraid of it.
Only by night, not by day. It never sails by day.
Oh, you're all crazy. If old Captain Lafitte has kept you all from finding it for 150 years, it will never be found.
This time, I think maybe it will.
Why, Monsieur?
Because of your chart.
What? What do you know about the chart?
Only one thing. If it is right, we have all been looking in the wrong place.
You mean the other side of the island, Monacy?
Exactement, Monsieur. Where did you get this map?
I bought it from a dying man.
Was the name of the man Philippe Tourneau?
Yes. You know him?
Yeah. I knew him once, in the Far East, in the war. He was the last descendant of Barbarossa Tourneau.
Lafitte's first mate.
Just a moment, Monsieur. I always suspected he knew where the ship was sunk. But we are arrived. Do you start again where we left off yesterday?
Yeah. You going to dive with me, Jinx?
I don't think I feel up to it today, Hank.
Well, that's the way you want to be.
Hank?
Forget it. I get the message. From now on, I'm on my own.
I wanted to try to tell him that he wasn't. That the main reason for my staying aboard was Michelle, to watch him, to try to protect Hank. But there was a wall between my husband and myself now. A wall of gold that was stronger and more impervious than stone or steel. There was no way back, around, or over, or through it. Particularly when late that afternoon, Hank found the end of his private rainbow. The wreck of Lafitte's ship and his hoard of gold. It was all so sudden and unexpected that when it happened, I froze.
It's sitting down there in 35 fathoms.
Hank, you came up too fast.
I had to. The air was getting low, but I'm all right.
But if you get the bend...
Let me get off these tanks, Michelle.
Okay, Monsieur.
Oh, don't worry. I'm okay. I wasn't down deep long enough. And I'm going right back.
No, Hank.
Butt out.
Michelle, get me the diver's gear.
Vite more.
Now look, if you're worried about the pens, the best thing I can do is to get back down there.
Why do you need to?
I've got to tie off a float to mark the position. And I need conventional diver's gear to spend long enough down there to make sure of the goal.
You didn't find that yet?
The gear, monsieur.
Yeah, okay. Let me get into it. I didn't have time. I just made out the ship and I had to come up.
How do you know it's Lafitte?
First, because it's approximately where the chart said it would be. Second, even though it's a skeleton, not much more than stem, ribs, and a ghost of what was freeboard, from her silhouette, she looms like a barkentine. The kind of ship Lafitte sailed.
You're determined to go down?
I've got to. There's just time before the light goes. And Michelle here will insist on putting it ashore. Will you stand by the pump of communications?
Yes, Hank.
Great. All right, give me the boots, Michelle. Go start the compressor.
Oui, monsieur.
Now, if I'm right and there's gold air, I'll tie off a line and send up a balloon float. I'll just take hand tools down with me, but I may need an acetylene torch.
Speaking of torches, you'll want the big submarine lamp.
Yep, and I'll need a belt, too. This pressure's pretty heavy down there. Oh, come on, Jinx. Don't look so gloomy.
I am not gloomy. I am scared. I'm scared to death.
Of what?
I don't know, Hank. I only wish I did.
Don't be silly. Now, give me my helmet.
Here.
You better take a good look at me. This may be the last time you'll see me.
What do you mean?
By the next time, I'll be a new man with my pockets lined with gold. I know Lady Luck has finally blessed me.
Automatically, I gave the helmet the 1/8 turn, secured the clamps, paid out enough lifeline and air pipe to help my husband clumsy and weighted down in the now unfamiliar element of air. Immediately, he sank down, heading for the seafloor. I watched the windlasses unreel both the precious air pipe and the lifeline with the communication wires. Unwind. It seemed endlessly. Until at some 33 fathoms, about 200 feet, they stopped turning, and I knew he was on the bottom. I put on my headset, and his voice floated up to me, eerily from the depths.
Jinx, you read me?
Loud and clear.
I'm there. Lucky descent. I'm not 50 feet from the left. Heading for there now. Keep the line open.
Wilco, how is it?
Lucky. Tough to see clearly. Like someone was firing a torch. Not quit, didn't hear.
How can a man with as much knowledge and sense as you, Hank, be so stubborn and take such chances?
Because I want to be king of the hill, baby, and this is my big chance.
Would it mean anything if I said I'd just rather have the guy I married?
A little bit. Oh, I'm sitting up in an office now.
I don't read you.
I'm a direct. And it's there. All there. Oh, that beautiful solid gold
that
means our future.
Has Monsieur Levitt discovered anything?
Not yet. Not that I know of.
I don't think you are telling me the truth.
What right have you got to question me?
None. Not yet. Excuse me, I'd better watch the pump.
Hank, don't send up the balloon yet, please. Hank! Hank! But he had cut off the intercom. I couldn't reach him. I glanced quickly at Michelle. Was it just my own apprehension, or in the moment I looked his way, had he suddenly become completely concerned with the compressor? I wasn't taking any chances. I was already in my wetsuit. My face mask I looped about my neck. I bent and slipped my fins on, pulling my tanks nearer to me. And the spear gun. And suddenly the balloon float surfaced.
Has he found Lafitte's gold?
Maybe he's in trouble. Hank! Hank! Jinx here. Do you read me? Do you read me?
Does he answer?
No.
And maybe the curse has caught up with him, too. But I think we better make sure.
Turning in her surprise to look at Michelle, Jinx is horrified to see the sharp marine axe in his hands, poised above Hank's life and air pipe lines, where they are stretched tight over the bulwark, the edge of the boat. It appears that all her worst fears are about to come true. I shall return shortly with Act 3.
If you have active children, you know how important it is to child-proof your home. So True Value Hardware Stores offer True Test Easy Care Latex Flat Enamel Paint to help child-proof walls and woodwork in any room in your home. Hi, Pat Summerall for True Value Hardware Stores to explain how Easy Care works. Stains can't readily penetrate its enamel hard surface. They wash off without damaging the finish or leaving a shiny mark. Yet, exceptionally durable as it is, Easy Care Latex Flat Enamel has a rich, flat finish. That means you can use Easy Care on walls and woodwork, in the living room, and bedroom, and kitchen, or bathroom, but especially where active children play. And now you can get Easy Care Latex Flat Enamel in white for just $9.47 a gallon. Colors are slightly higher. True Value Hardware Stores make Easy Care Latex Flat Enamel in their own True Test paint factories. True Test Easy Care Latex Flat Enamel, the child-proof paint, $9.47 a gallon, exclusively at participating True Value Hardware Stores.
You know, traditionally, credit has been a man's realm. But today, as more women become part of the workforce, they are realizing the need to establish their own credit identity. And this is Gene King of the Council of Better Business Bureaus with a few tips for women who wish to establish a credit rating. First of all, open a checking and or savings account in your own name, even if you already have a joint account with your husband. Apply for and use at least two credit cards. Open a charge account in your own name at a local store and establish a line of credit at your bank. According to the Equal Credit Opportunity Act, applicants for credit must be judged on their own merits. And if you feel you've been unjustly denied credit, talk to the credit agency or the lending institution and you just go there and find out why. And if you're not satisfied with their explanation, contact the regional office of the Federal Trade Commission.
Two tenuous threads. One called the lifeline, the other even more important to life, the air pipe. Keep Hank Levitt alive on the sea floor. Above, on a boat that floats some 18 to 20 stories above him, his wife, Jinx, and the captain of the boat on whom Hank's life depends, face each other. Poised in Captain Michelle's hand is a sharp axe, which in one swift chop could sever all communication with the diver. Take his life.
What are you going to do, Michelle?
Since your husband has found the gold, what I must...
No, wait. Wait. If you want the gold, it's yours. I can promise you in my husband's name.
You cannot do that.
Believe me, we'll give it all to you.
I do not want the gold. All I want is peace and rest. As you do.
I don't understand.
Well, you do. You just don't want to. We both want to cut clean with the past. The only difference is that you do not have the courage. Well, I do.
No! You cut his lines.
Well, of course. Don't you understand yes to that?
No, no.
If he steals the gold, if he brings back into the world all the suffering, the brutality, the evil, and the curse that rides with it, it's like opening Pandora's box again. Lafitte, his gold, and your husband must die.
I won't let you do this.
Don't make me kill you.
Put away that gun. You can't leave Hank to die.
I can do what must be done for the greatest good. Gold is a pestilence, a sickness that man can never control. Whoever spreads that sickness must die.
I won't leave Hank to die.
Then you must die too.
At least by my own hand. Not yours. My back flipped over the gunwale and into the water. I thought I heard the roar of a heavy weapon, like an old-fashioned cannon. But knifing into the water, I was too busy with my impossible search for Hank. And then, a miracle. Our paths crossed, and I realized Hank was using his emergency pack to breathe. We surfaced together to find that night had fallen.
Phew! Oh! I thought I was a goner.
I thought we both were.
Where's the marker? We haven't lost it.
Hank, is that all that matters?
I found Lafitte's gold. I'm not going to lose it now.
The first thing is to stay alive.
Where's the boat?
I don't know. When I went over, there was a sound like an explosion.
Let's try to orient ourselves. The moon is coming up. Now, let's see. Mona Seal should be black against the horizon. Look for it.
I'm looking. We'd better find it. If the boat is gone, we'd never make the main island. And if we have to...
What is it?
Look.
What? A full-rigged ship.
Could that be the Barkington?
Well, without sails or masts, who can tell? I only see the ruins of a hull.
Could that be the hull you saw?
Yes.
And it's the ghost ship.
Ghost ship or not, if we want to save our necks, we'd better give it a hail. Help! Help! We're off your starboard bow! Can you help us?
Captain Lafitte, aboard the Marie St. Lamp! Where away are you?
Don't answer.
Are you crazy? You want to drown?
Might be better than answering that hail.
Why?
You listen to it. And answer for yourself. That's no human voice. It sounds as though it was echoing from the gates of hell.
This is Captain Lafitte aboard the Marie St. Lamp! Where away are you?
Where are we indeed? Were we alive? Or dead? Both of us exhausted by that last desperate race for the surface. In a dream, we floundered towards the ship that offered some kind of sanctuary. And the nearer we got, it became more and more unreal. The hull was a hollow skeleton, encrusted on its ribs by barnacles and sea creatures.
Welcome aboard the Marie St. Lamp.
You are Captain Henri Lafitte?
You have the advantage of me, sir. You and your lady.
Permettez-moi. I am Henry Lovett, and this is my wife, Janice Lovett.
What are we doing here?
You ask me?
No, you must forgive my wife.
No. I asked a question. May I have an answer?
It is not easy to answer. What are you doing here indeed? Since, in a sense, I am not here either.
Well, what does that mean?
But surely you must realize, monsieur, what your wife has realized from the first. That I, this ship, we, are all in limbo. For any given moment, we exist only by chance. And at any further moment, we could vanish like the spray from a wave.
Then why are we here?
You want my gold.
I have no wish to try to steal it from you.
Is that so? Search your heart and find the answer. But if you desire it enough, are you willing to pay in return?
I'm not sure I understand.
Allow me, if you will, to cite my own case. I, like you, was obsessed, possessed even, if you will, by its lure. I spent my life in search of it.
I know.
Do you indeed? Forget your history. Let me tell you of the end of my life. After my fortune was stolen from me in Galveston, Texas, I took again to the high seas. Piracy was not easy by then. The pickings were small. But gradually I built a small fortune. With this same cannon, one of which may have blown your boat out of the water and into eternity a short while ago, I and my crew plundered many ships.
And the gold you stowed in your holds was stained with innocent blood.
May not, Jomo. What else? But it is not a full cargo. Then came what I thought was my luck, but I found was my curse.
What?
Suddenly, off course on her flight to Spain, was an old-fashioned galleon fleeing the end of civil war in Bolivia. We attacked and boarded her, happy to find her an easy prey. But at first disappointed that she carried a flock of priests and nuns, a poor lot. But then came the glorious surprise. A cargo. I have to laugh when I remember that priest and the head nun whom my mate
Bobby Roth brought to me in the cabin.
Capitano Lafitte, Monsignor Michel Lugos of the Spanish Mission of Bolivia. Because of the war, I am returning to Spain with my priests and nuns of the Order of Santa Maria del Gracia. Here is Sister Carmelita, who is the shepherd of our nuns.
So?
You have killed and hurt many of our people.
C'est la vie, c'est la guerre.
But we have no war with you. You are French, no?
Citizen of the world.
But still, one of us.
Now, what does that mean?
You are a pirate.
You don't want me to take all the gold your church has hoarded and is trying to steal away back to Spain?
The artifacts of the Lord are precious far beyond their worldly value.
What you carry in the ship, in gold crucifixes, altar pieces, goblets, doubloons, gold bars and bullion, precious gems and too many other things to enumerate, is a king's ransom. Are you asking me to forego that?
These things belong to the King of Kings.
Correction, Monsignor. They now belong to me.
Oh, you would plunder the Lord's treasure.
If it is made of gold, I would tear it from my mother's breast.
Antichrist.
Satan.
Call me what names you will. They cannot hurt me. As for your gold, it is mine. It belongs to no one else.
Even this?
Ah, a handsome goblet, Father. Thank you for offering it to me.
I don't offer it to you.
Huh?
I hold the host before your eyes, and as you desecrate it, I call on the church to excommunicate.
Silencio! I have heard enough.
Not yet. I am yours, Almighty Father. But for this Antichrist, I petition you in all your... Adios. You have killed me.
You talk too much.
Hear this, El Capitano. You have brought a curse on your head. This curse that you will die before you ever reach safe harbor. And you will never rest again, while this gold is yours through all time and forever, you will wander homeless.
So, here is the moment of decision, monsieur. The gold is there. That does not change. Do you want it?
I've been searching for it all my life.
It is here to take, if you want the responsibility.
Hank!
All my life. Oh, I thought I was a goner.
I thought we both were.
Where's the marker? We haven't lost it.
Is that all that matters?
I found Lafitte's gold. I'm not going to lose it now.
This is the first thing to stay alive.
Where's the boat?
I don't see it. It's so dark. Oh, there it is, Hank. Right over there. By the time we both had swum to the boat and clambered aboard, we were so exhausted we just lay like a couple of gaffed fish fighting for breath. Hank was the first to get to his feet. I was still half out, but I came to abruptly with a sudden gasp of horror.
Good Lord!
What?
Well, it's Michel with the spear from your spear gun through his throat.
Is he dead?
Yes. How?
Oh, I must have fired it to stop him from cutting your lifeline. He wanted to kill us both.
Why?
Oh, Hank. I don't know now. I don't remember what was dream or what is truth. He said he wanted to let the ghost rest, but now I think what he really wanted was the gold. Whatever it is comes back to that. It comes from evil doing. It carries its curse with it.
It's time to stop dreams and obsessions. Let's face the facts.
All I ever wanted to do.
In time, I should feel the same way. Michelle tried to kill me, both of us. If you killed him, it was in self-defense.
To try to save you.
Oh, what a fool I've been. Blind to where the real treasure is. I'm going to have to make one more dive.
Oh, no. It's that still the gold.
Not for long. While I go down and cut the market line, you burn the chart. When I come back, we'll bury Michel at sea and let him and the Phantom Captain Lafitte fight for its ownership. I want no part of it anymore.
You mean that, Hank?
With all my heart. My only treasure is you. I'm just waking up to that. Into a brave new life.
Did Jinx and Hank step across that strange border between life and death and meet the shadows of the past? Has it struck you as odd that the name Hank Levitt, or Henry Levitt, is closely akin to Henri Lafitte? And in the silent reaches of the night, how often do we wonder about the crossroads all of us come to in the march down the road of life? Most of us turn one way or the other by accident. To some few, the choice is revealed. This time, to someone who chose the right turning. I'll be back shortly.
You want your house to be a home all year round.
You can do it economically.
No matter what the weather's like outside, you can change it so easily. So make summer a cooling thing. Turn winter into spring. It's the right time for carriers. Carriers right for the times.
The higher energy costs go, the more you need Carrier heat pump air conditioning. It cools your home in summer, heats it in winter for up to half the cost of electric heat and less than most oil systems. So before you replace your old furnace or put in air conditioning, talk to your Carrier dealer about heat pump air conditioning. He's the expert.
So make summer a cooling thing. Turn winter into spring. It's the right time for Carrier.
Moving on with the Allied spirit, going to a brand new town. You're leaving the fast miles behind you. With Allied van lines, you're homeward bound. Hello, tomorrow, I'm on my way. I know you're gonna bring a brighter day. I've got the Allied spirit, and it feels like I'm going home. New friends to make, new seeds to sow. With Allied fan lines, I'm raring to go. Hello, tomorrow, I'm on my way. I know you're gonna bring a brighter day. I've got the Allied spirit, and it feels like I'm going home. Hello, tomorrow, I'm on my way. I know you're gonna bring a brighter day. I've got the Allied spirit.
Let the Allied spirit move you. See the yellow pages for the nearest Allied Van Lines agent.
The sea between the main island and Montecillo moves evenly as it has for millennia, unchanging, bearing no evidence of the buried fortune beneath its surface. Like Pontius Pilate, not all the laving of its currents and its tides will ever wash away the blood that stains the yellow gold 30 fathoms deep. But somehow, for whatever reason, the ghost ship no longer rides the night winds, and at the last, all have come to rest. Our cast included Mason Adams, Terry Keene, Sam Gray, and Court Benson. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division, Allied Van Lines, and Allstate Insurance Companies. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
Thank you.
This is AM 97 KOIN Portland, the weather forecast for tomorrow. Rain changing to showers with clearing periods later in the day. Highs in the mid-60s, lows 40 to 45. It's 12 midnight. CBS News is next.
CBS News. Today will be a critical day in Lebanon. Parliament is scheduled to meet to elect a new president. I'm Rita Sands reporting on the CBS radio network. The meeting will take place in an area of Beirut that observers indicate is like the eye of a hurricane. Security forces have tried to keep violence away from the site of the meeting so the deputies can attend to business. But all around, outbreaks of fighting have continued right on through the ceasefire, which is due to expire on Monday. Leftists say if Christian President Suleiman Frangieh resigns, they would agree to an extension of that truce. Special peacemaking envoy from the United States, L. Dean Brown, has predicted that Frangieh will step down once Parliament elects a replacement. More news after this.
Are you an unpublished author? Do you have a book-length manuscript ready or almost ready for publication? Or do you know of anyone else who is an unpublished author? If so, Vantage Press invites you to write to a leading New York publisher for a free illustrated brochure titled To the Author in Search of a Publisher. It explains how you may have your manuscript printed and published in a matter of months. Just write to GPO, Box 1414, New York, New York. Whether your subject is fiction, nonfiction, poetry, or even scientific, specialized, or controversial, this 52-page brochure shows you how to arrange for prompt publication. To get your copy, write to GPO, Box 1414, New York, New York. That's GPO, Box 1414, New York, New York. If this is your first book, you'll find this free brochure especially valuable and informative. Write to GPO, Box 1414, New York, New York. GPO, Box 1414, New York, New York.
Democratic presidential hopeful Jimmy Carter has another hope that voters and the other candidates will drop the subject of his ethnic purity statement. He publicly apologized once the fur started to fly. Carter made the statement on Tuesday, and now he says he's running into more sympathetic voters.
But several people come up to me and said, I don't care whether you were right or wrong. I admire you for apologizing when you thought you were wrong. And so that might be a good result from it, indirectly.
President Ford, who says he knows he is a little behind Ronald Reagan in the Texas primary, says he hopes to prove that underdogs often win. Mr. Ford winds up his stay in Dallas today and then flies on to El Paso and Amarillo. On his first day of a two-day jaunt through Texas, the president toured the Alamo and munched on a tamale with the wrapping still on. The United States has reached a preliminary agreement with the Soviet Union on the proposed text of a treaty to limit the size of peaceful underground nuclear tests. Secretary of State Henry Kissinger hailed the treaty as a step forward in avoiding nuclear war. Bernard Kalb reports from Washington that the origins of the preliminary agreement date back to the summer of 1974.
The Americans and the Russians agreed to a double package. One, to limit underground nuclear weapons tests to 150 kilotons. The other, to limit the size of so-called peaceful nuclear explosions. The two sides gave themselves until March 31, 1976 to reach agreement on the limit of peaceful nuclear explosions, but that date came and went without any agreement, the result being that the treaty to limit the size of nuclear weapons tests did not go into effect. However, the United States announced that a preliminary agreement has been reached on peaceful nuclear explosions. The size was not revealed, but the two sides, says Secretary Kissinger, did establish for the first time the principle of on-site inspection in Soviet territory, something the U.S. has been striving for since World War II. Bernard Kalb, CBS News, Washington.
Three Muslim hijackers stranded aboard a Philippine Airlines jet at the airport in Bangkok, Thailand, indicate they may be willing to release their 12 hostages and give up their weapons in exchange for a freedom flight to Libya or some other country where they would not be arrested. They've been stuck at the airport with mechanical problems. Their flight originated in Manila, where a group of 72 hostages was traded for airline personnel. San Francisco's Mayor George Moscone has warned that the 10-day-old municipal worker strike may endanger the health of the city's residents if it doesn't come to an end soon. Moscone referring mostly to the buildup of garbage. More news after this.
We're the fresh guys, we're the fresh guys, we're the fresh guys, we're Wonder Fresh.
We got that fresh, fresh feeling. Let's make some bread for four. Cause we're the Wonder Fresh Guys.
We're wrapped while we're still warm.
It's that fresh bread feeling that makes a sandwich store. Cause we're the Wonder Fresh Guys. Come squeeze us at your store.
Feel the freshness of Wonder Bread. Enjoy fresh-tasting Wonder English muffins, too. I'm Lawrence Johnson for What's New in Learning, heard every Sunday on the CBS Radio Network. And learning how to feed an overpopulated world is one of the biggest challenges of the next decade. Tomorrow on my broadcast, I'll tell you about a group of college students who have begun to salvage crops left behind in the fields by mechanical harvesters. Instead of going to waste, this food is now going to thousands of people facing starvation. I'll tell you more about this promising pilot project on What's New in Learning tomorrow on the CBS Radio Network.
Chuck Daniels is an electrical engineer who's been in Saudi Arabia for 4 months. His wife has been in Florida, and they were to rendezvous at London's Heathrow Airport. Daniels wanted to make the occasion something special, so he hired a small band to play when the Saints come marching in, when his wife did, through customs. His wife loved it, the police didn't, and threatened to arrest them all. Live music is not permitted at the British airport. Rita Sam, CBS News.
Well, thank you very much, Rita. My name's Pat Callahan. It's 6 minutes after 12 o'clock, and I'll check Northwest News for you this morning from COIN at 12:30.
K-O-I-N.
Way they sort of slide out of that. That's ABBA, a group that did SOS, if you remember that one. This one's called I Do, I Do, I Do, I Do, I Do. I think I do, anyway. It's I Do to the Fifth Power.
The local weather forecast for Portland, Vancouver, and vicinity, rain changing to showers and clearing periods later this morning. That's going to happen through Sunday. The highs both days will be in the mid-60s, and the lows about 40 to 45, and the chance of measurable rain decreasing to 50% today and 30% tonight. Football lovers...